Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran has a countdown clock that is revealing how long it will be to the destruction of the State of Israel. And at the same time, Iran is warning the United States to not play with fire in Syria. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman will explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Iran has unveiled a countdown clock to the destruction of the Jewish state of Israel. That's a stark warning for sure.
The Iranians need this type of gimmick. The Islamic regime in Iran needs this kind of gimmick to gin up its supporters, to get them solidly behind the regime as they waste the resources of the Iranian people on these futile overseas terrorist attacks around the world and these military ventures in Syria and in Yemen, which bring zero benefit to Iran. This countdown clock, I think, is just another gimmick that they're using, Jimmy. Yes, they are serious about it, and yes, we should pay attention to it. They really do mean it at the level of the leadership. But at the same time, it has a second meaning, and that is for the people of Iran, and they're trying to gin up support for their anti-Israel, anti-American agenda among their small portion of supporters in the country.
And at the same time, then, you have Iran, who is warning the United States, don't play with fire in Syria. Well, that's a pretty tough warning right there.
It's like baiting a trap. The Iranians, don't forget, are part of this scenario. They are allies, direct allies, with Russia and with Syria on the ground in Syria and actually throughout the region. So the Iranians add their 2 cents to the mix, and they're trying to clearly to get some propaganda value out of this by warning the United States, and then I guarantee you they will have some form of retaliatory attack should the U.S. make a military strike inside Syria, and they're going to milk that for all it's worth.
Ken Timmerman with details of the Iranian countdown clock and the warning to the United States that they should not play with fire in Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Iran is one of the major players in the alignment of nations that are listed in Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 44. This alignment will form for the purpose of destroying the Jewish state of Israel. This is one of the major trends in Bible prophecy. When Persia, the biblical name for modern-day Iran, when Persia came to power, they made it possible for the Jews to return to Israel and to rebuild their temple. That was 2,500 years ago, as recorded in the book of Ezra, chapter 1. Today, Persia, modern-day Iran, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5, Iran wants to destroy the Jewish state. The countdown clock is now running. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...